Welcome to the Medicine Show. My name is Jason Lawrence. I'm here with Josiah Taschek. How you doing, Josiah?
It's been a good night.
Sorry, I think I caught you off guard. You can pull that a little bit away there.
I'm coming up on 4 weeks of having quit smoking, so, you know.
That's a healthy thing, right?
Yeah. My lungs feel like vegetables.
Excellent. Well, vegetables, yeah. I feel like a vegetable sometimes myself, you know? This is the Medicine Show, and it is a variety show with live music with the goal of broadcasting the live supporting energy of love created by music, laughter, and insight. So, our slogan is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. So, we are broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we are doing all that from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These nations were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. These nations have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories. A people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. Bless these people. We would like to give thanks for sharing so much of what they understand, what they stand on and stand for. I would also like to thank the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Many people could learn from such courage. Thank you all humbly. And tonight we're welcoming Jordan Smith and Kengo Ito, who are playing in the background. Thanks for being patient with us, everybody. Jordan Smith is going to go into one of his songs. He's a 24-year-old. He's been playing for about 10 years and the youngest of seven. He has a very musical family. He started writing music when he was about 20 years old and spent half of his life in Canada, the other half in Scotland. There's more to his story. We'll get to that after this song. Take it away, Jordan.
Goodbye. It's so hot. Oh, but it's only the sigh. I won't be in torn apart. And you're all in my heart. I no, I don't feel too smart. Oh, as I lay in the dark. And it's all for the job. Oh, it's all for the job. Yeah, it's all for the job. And I look around. Oh, with only a frown. 'Cause I'm leaving this town. Oh, as leaves fade to brown. Yeah, as leaves fade to brown. Oh, as leaves fade to brown. Right. and it's only a breath inside the wind. I said it's only a prayer inside the wind. And it's time for goodbye. Oh, as I start to cry, I, 'cause I know that I'll try to look you in the eye, eyes. You look you in the eyes. Oh, to look you in the eyes.
Bring my mic back up. Hi. Absolutely wonderful. So that was Jordan Smith with the song Prayer in the Wind.
That's correct.
So can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Basically, I was moving to Alberta for work, and it was really hard to say goodbye to everybody. So basically, that was my final, you know, goodbye. Played that for everybody right before I left, and yeah. But then I came back a month later, so it was all
good.
Well,
it inspired a song, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that big of a goodbye in the end, then.
No, definitely not, but
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I always find that travel inspires writing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I encourage everybody, if you go traveling, here's a tip. Make a journal. Like every day, write a little something in that journal. You'd be surprised what you come home with. Or even if you look at that years later, it brings like floods back to memory. Thing. All right. So we also have Kengo Ito standing by playing some nice fills in the background for Jordan. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And so Kengo.
Yeah.
Wow. Rock and roll. Kengo. Ito has a love for blues music, though he plays pretty much anything. Does not currently pursue music professionally with the project he's in with your friend
Cody.
Yeah. But you normally have a good time with music anyway with the two of you.
Yeah.
And you're born and raised in Japan, came up here about 3 years ago, also in a band called Tread.
Yeah.
Is that, what does Tread stand for?
That's the thing. Like, I got explanation from the other bandmates.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't get it anyway, since I don't speak English that much anyway, I guess. So I can't really explain it. You gotta ask the other bandmate, I suppose, I guess.
Tread. With two D's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it sounds like, you know, you could, it's got traction, you know what I'm saying? So that's okay. That's good. So you got a song that you want to start us out with here?
Sure, yeah.
Right on. And what's it called?
It's not literally the original song. It's a cover song from the Black Label Motorcycle.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Black Leather excellent. Motorcycle Club, mother trucker. I said trucker. Go ahead.
Good to go?
Absolutely. What's it called? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Shuffle Your Feet.
Shuffle Your Feet.
All right.
No.
Time won't save us all. I won't save myself. Time won't save myself. I won't save her, so when everything is going down, no one seems to know my name. Nothing seems to let me go. No one seems to give a shit. Who knows if I'll see you again? Who knows if I'll see you again? I'm a for the wicked drinker. I'm a for the wicked dreamer. I'm a for the peaceful protest that keeps the world in demand. Who knows if I'll see you again? Who knows if I'll see you again? I won't save our soul. I won't save our soul. Never thought I'd see it coming. I never thought I'd ever know. No one seems to know my name. Nothing seems to let me go. Who knows if I'll see you again? Who knows if I'll see you again? Who knows if I'll see you again? Who knows if I'll see you again?
Thank you.
Okay, all right, all right. Well, we have a little bit of traffic on the internet, people saying hello, people giving shout outs, and if anybody wants a shout out, Baxter, thank you about that. I just want to say a big shout out to a couple of guys from the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network, Ken Clement and Merv Thomas. I know you're out there listening, and thanks a lot for all the great work you guys are doing in the community and across the country. And so I want to play this song. And this song is called Wade in the Water, featuring, this is Gangsta Grass. And this is featuring Liquid, Dolio the Sleuth, and Samantha Martin, and Delta Sugar by Gangsta Grass. Let's listen to this. And this is Ode to the Water. Keep it clean, people, and love for the environment.
Trouble the water.
summer spent. We all pay rent. I see the stars like the bars that are still getting bent. And God sent with the message I vent. Exodus, freedom's a must. Hands up, head high, let the Babylon bust. A voice capture humanity surplus. Wade in the water, watch the systems turn rust. And machines that crushed us return to dust. No more bloodhound tracking, scars on backs. Running from the cracker, whips whacking. No wondering why, kids are strapped. Dismissing facts, unleash the cracking. Camouflage and water under skies you blacken. We are under attack by hands who want wool. Fools of the school and zoos with no clue. Our pain's manifested, Wade naked. Where the cursed force blesses. My beacon, keeping the plan on the hush as we speaking, sneaking off the plantation this evening. So gather all your courage, ain't a mission for the weakling. Must seeping through our toes as we flee with the visions of a better life for us as human beings. Abscond while the enemy is sleeping. I can almost take the freedom that we're seeking. It will never come if we don't take it. The chains we break while we make our escape quick. One chance, so there's no time to wait. Grab an axe and make haste before they start chasing. That's why we wade through the water on purpose. Ripple effect as we disturb the surface. The flow interrupted by sheer threat, a certain death beneath the waterline, feet generating turbulence.
Look over yonder, and what do you see?
God's gonna trouble the water.
Well, the Holy Ghost is coming for me.
God's gonna trouble the water.
If you don't believe it, I've been redeemed.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Just follow me down to Jordan Stream.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh,
wade in the water.
Oh,
wade in the water, children.
Wade
in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh, yeah, he is.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh,
wade in the water.
Wade
in the water, children.
Wade
in the water.
Oh,
God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh,
God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh,
God's gonna trouble the water.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That was Gangsta Grass, which is bluegrass with some hip-hop hooray music. And so we're going back to, why don't you just pick a little bit in the background for a few seconds? Do you mind? Yeah, just soloing about.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So as we're conversing here, because we want to catch up a little bit with Jordan, if you don't mind.
I mean, if you don't mind.
Yeah, definitely.
No, we're just going to be talking and stuff. So I'll just bring your mic down to almost zero. Just kidding. Watch out for that flu. It's a bad one out there. So Jordan Smith will be playing the Battle of the Bands. It's okay. You can. I was serious.
All right.
Yeah, seriously, serious. Okay, so Jordan Smith will be playing at the Battle of the Bands in Cloverdale. At the Loft Bar and Grill, starting September 17th, this Battle of the Bands is, right? Okay, he is currently working on his album, which will hopefully be finished this year while raising his children. He has told me of his story and how when he was 19... Now, this is I don't know if I should give a disclaimer, but whatever. Here we go. He told me about this story about when he was 19... His brother took him out for a guy talk and told him that his father was in fact not the man he had called his father, but another man was his father. And after this talk, his mother and his newly titled stepfather had disassociated themselves from him. So many things began to fall into place, as it was explained to him by his brother that his parents had moved away to Scotland for half of his life to cover up a scandal of this, and his brother believed he deserved to know all of this. So, let's list up all the impactful thoughts he said that he was faced with. So you say, your life is not as it seemed, as you forged your personality with the roles of your clan, deeply influencing your perspective. You are then pushed away by your parents, rejected, and then the very foundation of your life seems to be gone, like a carpet being pulled from beneath you. So, now, running an office at 24 years old and raising two children with their mother, it seems that the traumatic experiences of people with loving spirits actually end up thriving through a lot of this difficult time. So I applaud you for handling things in the way that you did, in spite of all of this that you've been through. Do you believe that your mother and stepfather were instrumental at all in bringing you to a point where you know a love that's deeper in spite of all that rejection?
I mean, it's hard to basically say that I learned from it, in other words, by... They basically showed me meaningless love for years, and it's actually shows me what love really is, and I feel like I can love on a deeper level.
Yeah.
As opposed to before.
I understand. So you still feel a connection with your stepfather then?
If he spoke to me, yeah.
I understand. And that's not happening right now.
No.
But so what is the most difficult then in all of this? Just not being able to communicate, or?
You know, it's kind of, I kind of got past that point. I kind of now to the point where I'm grateful that it happened when it did, and it's made me a better person today. It's made me a stronger person as opposed to then. It's forced me to be, and I'm, yeah, it sounds really strange, but I'm thankful for the experience.
Well, it seems to have made you quite... Whatever your experiences, you know, raising a family on your own and doing so well at such a young age, in spite of struggling to maintain your well-rounded lifestyle, do you consider yourself rich for all the treasures you have in your life at this point?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, my kids and my wife are, you can't put a price tag on that.
How old are your kids?
I got a 4-month-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay. And what is a couple of things that makes you happy then? I guess a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
You know, it's just with the newborn, just to see them smile and stuff like that, and just to hold them, there's really no feeling like that in the world. And my 2-year-old, well, she's something special. But, you know, just basically the most loving thing with her is she can't go to sleep without me every night. She needs me laying beside her. So that feeling is like no other.
Okay. And so do you have any shout outs to anybody that might be listening? I mean, I know they might not understand your words. Do you have anybody that you might be listening besides
yeah.
the children?
Shout out to the Lywin family. That's my wife's family. They're all listening. They got people up from Seattle. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to my wife. She's listening. Yeah.
Let's any big fantasies whereabout you'd like to play or what you'd like to do with your career?
You know what, I it doesn't matter how big or how small the venue. I just want to be around relatable people that can hear my music and relate to it and feel something from it. So,
well, that's enough for me. Do you got anything you want to sing about it? The song. You had a specific song that you were going to play about your experiences.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll break
this
that
out. This is it. What's the name of the song?
It's called Breathing Without Lungs.
Okay, so Breathing Without Lungs was about finding out this news from your brother.
Yeah.
So there's so many things that have not been said, and I need to let them out, cause they're messing with my head. Like, who is my father, and where has he been? Oh, you would not let him even see me, cause you took me away when I was young, and my heart is broken. Yeah, I'm breathing without lungs. And inside I'm crying, and inside I'm dying. And where are you again tonight? No, I won't forgive you, Mom. Screaming, I am not your son, I'm not your son, and I'm breathing without lungs. Since the day I was born, no, I have not fit in. I was always in trouble, yet no reason to sin. And you treated me wrong, and I didn't know right. You only showed me the darkness when it should have been light. And nothing but negatives said they rolled off your tongue. And my heart is broken, yeah, I'm breathing without lungs. And inside I'm crying, and inside I'm dying. And where are you again tonight? No, I won't forgive you, Mom. Screaming, I am not your son, I'm not your son. No, I'm not your son, I'm not your son. No, I'm not your son. And my heart is broken, breathing without lungs.
Wow. Holy cow. Thank you, Jordan. That's Jordan Smith. And I just want to say a bit of a shout out. We actually have a couple of supporters in the studio. Josiah has brought his brother Levi in. Hello, Levi.
Hello sit there.
No, way over there in the corner. How you doing, buddy?
Hello there. I'm good.
This and from what I and also Josiah's brought in his girlfriend Elizabeth. How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, you two. And from what I understand, that Levi, you're quite a piano player. You got some. You got your brothers bragging about you. So, are you going to come in and play for us sometime? Perhaps. Okay, that's the on-air pressure. We don't actually have to do this. It's sort of just like, just have to like say it like you're going to commit to it or something.
Well, yeah.
Excellent. So I did want to ask Kengo, do you have, you were telling me that about some original music. Do you want to do an original song there? Or do you want me to play one?
Do I literally have to, since I don't literally have any?
Okay, you don't have to. You can play something else.
Yeah.
I'll give you my book. You can play one of mine.
Sure, yeah. Fine. Honestly, yeah.
I think that might actually work with this guy, you know? He does well.
I'm just probably going to do the blues cover.
Okay.
Like back to like 1940 or something. I don't really know.
You know what, really, Kengo? I will take what I can get. In case there's any feedback, Kengo and his unique voice. We do have Twitter going and Facebook. So Twitter is at Van Medicine Show and Facebook is Vancouver Medicine Show. I'm Jason Lawrence. I'm also on Facebook. You know, if you guys want to give any feedback, the last song got some feedback of actual tears. And some people were listening and said that they really enjoyed that. So just giving a bit of feedback there. So, Kengo, let's just do whatever we can get out of you. And I'm going to check the Facebook and the Twitter and everything. So
you better not.
Yeehaw! What's this one called? So I can give credit to the old blues man who wrote it. It's probably Wilson Pickett or something.
It's called In the Evening. It's like originally In the Evening. Yeah, a.k.a. When the Sun Goes Down. It's like one of my favorite, anyway.
Who does it, anyway?
I heard this tune from the guy, Yali Clark Jr., if you guys know that guy.
No.
He's like modern blues guitar player. But that's the cover version, too. So the original goes to a guy called Leroy Carr. He's like the blues pianist.
Okay.
Back in 50, I don't really know. But yeah, so that's the song.
Hey, my brother would know for sure.
Yeah.
Brent Lawrence, if you're out there listening... That's my brother. He's a master blues slide guy for Vancouver.
Oh, cool.
Slick. Yeah, go ahead. I got to introduce you later.
Wow, in the evening, mama, when the sun goes down, yeah, in the evening, mama, when the sun goes down. And it's hard to tell, hard to tell, when your lover's not alone, when the sun goes down. I've been a wicked eye, oh, I'm just thinking to myself. Oh, I've been a wicked eye, I'm just thinking to myself. Don't it hurt so bad when your lover loves someone else, when the sun goes down. Where the sun lies in the east now. Where the sun sits down in the west. Yeah, the sun lies it's in the east now no more. Where the sun sits down in the west. And it's hard to tell, hard to tell, which woman will love you the best when the sun goes down. Thank you. When a song goes down, when a song goes down, when a song goes down, oh, when a song goes down, when a song goes down. Thank you.
Damn. There just wasn't enough time to check Facebook to hear the response on that one because someone was responding on you.
It's good to know.
Someone's saying your name on Facebook, Kango.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll check on that in a few minutes. And so we have been listening to the music of Jordan Smith and Kango Ito. Back to the computerized system of non-live music. All right, so, well, I did want to mention that this next gentleman, Spirit Cool, has got a song called Soul for Sale, and he's going to be coming on next week. No, not next week. He's coming up soon. This is his song, so let's just give a listen. He's one of these guys who does the, looping. He's a looping master, so he'll be coming in, so check this one out.
Thank you.
I don't hear myself. How come I don't hear myself? What's going on out there? Okay, well, supposedly it's being fed out there into the world, even if I can't hear it. Hello? What?
Oh, they're good.
It's not. Okay, well, either way, you know, hello, back on the Medicine Show. Okay, we're listening to Josiah Taschuk, and he's going to play one of his songs. What's the name of the song, Josiah?
I haven't decided yet.
Well, he just wrote it this morning.
Before work, it was good.
All right. Okay, so let's take a listen to this song, and then we'll name it afterwards. Jam!
Tick, tick, tock, look at the clock. It's all for you, but you never watch. Run, 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 and that ain't fair. Headed for the finish line, running on air. Maybe you would let me go, you never did. Walked away, childhood until I bled. I was 6 years old, leaving paper for dimes. Saving up to buy the things I had in mind. Tick, tick, tock, looking at the clock. It was all for you, but you never watch. Mother, why? Never hold me tight. Mother, why? Always let me cry. No other one ever let you run. Tick, tick, tock, looking at the clock. It's all for you, but you never watch. No matter what I'm thinking, I can have my own thoughts. Take away my freedom, lock me up in a box. Tell me that I'm wrong to share, I'm cutting from the pain. You are everything that's hurting, leave me bleeding, feeling shame. 17 now, fell in love with a girl. You tell me that it's wrong to love, it's the end of your world. Well, tick, tick, tock, looking at the clock. It's all for you, you never wanna watch. Mother, why? Always hold me tight. Mother, why? Always let me cry. No matter why, you are always right. Anyone better than your son. Tick-tock, looking at the clock. It's all for you, but you never watch. Run, 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 but the race ain't fair. Headed for the finish line, morning and night. No fear.
absolutely wonderful. So, that was Josiah Taschuk, and we had a. I thought that everything was muted because I couldn't get my headphones going. We're back, and well, next up, why don't we listen to some more of Jordan's music? Jordan, how you feeling?
Good, good.
Excellent. It's good to have you in the studio. What were you thinking of playing next?
The next song is called We Don't Know.
Oh, don't do that one.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, no, yeah, do that one. So what is, I'm sorry, what's this one about? What does it mean?
I actually wrote it. I was jamming with a buddy for a while there. And basically he was commuting. His wife and kids lived in Chilliwack, and he was going there on the weekend, but he worked out in Richmond, so he was renting a place. And he was just going through some difficult times. So I just kind of, yeah.
You wrote about somebody else's blues.
I did.
Okay. So I'm sorry, it was called, I got so excited.
It's called We Don't Know.
Right on. That's Jordan Smith.
We don't know, oh, where I'm going, and we don't know, oh, if I'm here to stay. Some nights I can't fall asleep without you, and some days they're just so hard to get through. Sometimes I wonder if you feel it too. There's the bills, the kids, the house, the weekend is too short. There's the cars, guitars, recording sessions, oh, bodies on the porch. My life feels like it's falling underneath me right now. And we don't know, oh, if tomorrow is coming with a little bit of something. And we don't know. If it'll have mercy on me, said someone, please tell me, 'cause I don't know. No, I don't know.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
And you mentioned mercy, you mentioned. Do you have any faith or like hope for the future? What do you think? Because we got a lot of turmoil in the world, people worried about the end of the world and stuff like this, and the flames in the sky and the moon's going down and blah blah blah. So, what do you think? Think we're gonna live through it?
This generation will, yeah, definitely. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, made it.
I do like a good positive attitude. What about video games? What do you guys think of video games, Kango?
All right. I don't play games.
Hey, that's my thing. I don't play games. I like it. I like that one. Okay.
Get to the chopper. I don't play games.
So there's somebody listening called Pedrovic LaForge. Hey, how you doing, Pedrovic? And he likes Kango and says, where'd you find this guy? Where can you see him play in Vancouver? What's the story? Well, every once in a while you can go over to what do they call it? Café du Soleil.
I can't pronounce that.
Café du Soleil. You have to say it like you are French. Yeah. And if you go to there, sometimes on a Thursday night, he jams there once in a while. So that's that's good. So if you want to know more about him, find out. More to come. Kango is taking over. All right. So, Kango.
Yeah.
How about a song?
Sure, yeah. I'm going to play something up-tempo. Is that... I don't know if that's
Oh, man. Feel. I'm starting to settle in here. I'm getting comfortable. Hold on.
Go ahead. I think I knocked my headphones out again.
I don't know if that's going to fit in, like, midnight sort of thing, but... my apology for those who want to sleep now. Anyway. Oh, the song is called Oh Well.
Oh Well.
Happy about the ship, I'm in. I can't say I am pretty, my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give an answer that you want me to. Out to go, you understand? He says, stick by me, I'll be your guide in hell. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give an answer that you want me to.
What a shape I'm in.
Thank you.
I ain't singing pretty and my legs are thin, baby. So wasn't that Savoy Brown or something?
It's Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Was he in Savoy Brown? Was Savoy Brown in Fleetwood Mac? Sounds sneakingly familiar. Anyway, I'm sure that some aficionado would know. I just remembered the song. Great song. Woo! Okay. We are saying goodbye to Josiah and Elizabeth and Levi. Wow. Great energy of those kids. So we are got lots of time. We are going to be playing another song about water. Thanks for the water. Anyway, you know, it really is a hard time in history. And there is a lot of people affected by the Colorado River. Not trying to be a downer or anything, but it's reality. So, like, reality is reality. And, oh, by the way, speaking of reality, on that other song from Spirit Cool, if anybody liked that song, Soul for Sale, he's going to be on, and he's going to be doing a giveaway for that song. So you can download that or get that for free. So Kenny Starr is a lady who is... She's been nominated for several awards, and she is Canadian, don't you know, and First Nations. And she's got a song called Save Our Waters, some rap guy that's really good. So check this out. I say, please, tune into the lyrics. Save Our Waters. Have some respect, people. Love, love, love.
Who will save our waters? Save them for our great-granddaughters. Save them for our great-granddaughters' sons. Tell me, who will save our waters? Save them for our great-granddaughters. Save them before all is dead and done.
petrochemical business. Petrochemical business.
And them just go splitting the land. Split the land for bitch and manly. Carver up and spit her back in poison. And faster than them rivers can run. Leaks spring up, the tail ends come undone. The grandfathers watch the young ones die. Oh, well, water catches flame. Water's catching flame. Water's catching flame. My, oh, my.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey, El Nino 2014, keep the water clean, people.
Feeling so triumphant, we're not upset. The unrest is a key to the success, and success. Decompress, my life's blessed when blades press. My chest stretched, now expect the best from the Northwest. What's next? Just guess. In our own land, they try to treat us like we're just guests. All the usual suspects, rednecks, guys with greed for green who like to have. Trying to divide the world up into transects. You can frack off, back off. It's not just another roadblock standoff. It's all the man's fault. Women, put your hands up. That's enough time to put it to a damn stop. Can't call the cops, they got black ops. Damn stop, damn stop. Redskins, Indians, and Black Hawks here to stay until the last drop of water or blood. It's a labor of love to stay in favor above. We might be labeled some chugs for staying true to where we grew up.
We will save our waters, save them for our great-granddaughters, save them for our great-granddaughters' sons. We will save our waters, save them for our great-granddaughters, save them before all is dead and done. Hey, hey, oh, ho, oh. No, we won't let it just be so.
Now, we're back. So, swear that I could run forever. When I feel I'm being shaved, take my hand, we'll dance around it. Not a moment we should wait. In my heart the truth is breaking. From the shell I must confess, I can see a world, the difference in your face and happiness. And your smile could light the way, but you try to fight the day. You improve the lives you touch. A mark you leave, it means so much. I know you, and you know what's best. You can see a world of difference in your face and happiness. I could count your footsteps and smile and walk away. Wish I could hear the words that you truly have to say. Into this mask we used to hide, things that we've been made.
you leave will mean so much. I know you, and you know what's best. You can see a world of difference in your face and happiness. But you saw the world with your happiness. Woo! Just wanted to end it on a good note. All right. So keep a stiff upper lip. Keep smiling. And even if it hurts, we're going to hell in a handbasket. Excuse me. So that was the difference between face, difference between your face and happiness, which was actually plagiarized from the universe because I dreamt it. So we're going to shift our attentions right over to Jordan Smith, who is going to be... Actually, you know what? Let's do a song from you first.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, and then you can play and you can jam with him and we'll take it out.
Okay.
Take it out, right.
Oh. Yeah, it looks better.
Okay, so this is Kengo Ito. With what song are you gonna do?
It's another one from Fleetwood Mac again.
Rock and roll, the old Fleetwood Mac back
it's
in the day.
Word Keep On Turning, that's the song's name.
What's it called?
Word Keep On Turning.
Okay.
Don't look for nobody when it's out of trouble, come around. But don't look for nobody when it's out of trouble, come around. We'll keep on turning. Gotta keep all my feet on the ground. Nobody saw me cry. Nobody knows the way I feel. Nobody saw me cry. Nobody knows the way I feel. The Well, loved a woman. It's about to get me killed. Loved a little girl so good, she made my little town better come. I loved a little girl so good, she made my little town better come. Oh, I need a woman so bad. Need her like the sky needs the sun.
You know, I gotta say, it's not easy doing. I just played a song on the radio here. Watch your guitar there. It looked like it was gonna fall. I just played, and you know, turning my head away from the microphone and at it and everything. You guys, I'm really proud of everybody coming in here and doing a smooth performance, because it's just not easy, you know. Especially these the headphones and the mic. It's a bit intimidating. Anyway, big applause to everybody. On the show that we've had Joshua Taschuk with his support, Elizabeth, and his brother Levi. And Ryan Alexander is here in the studio with us to support for Jordan Smith. And Kengo Ito and I are here having good fun, just jamming along with everybody. We're going to go out with a song from Jordan Smith, and Kengo is going to play a little bit of lead. Yeah. If that's okay.
Yeah,
and I'm going to jam on the table and do some backup vocals and scream and shout and everything. So we did want to say thanks. Oh, no, hey, we still got lots of time. Let's play through this and maybe we'll even get another one in.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Let's have some jam.
What's that?
Let's have some jam.
Jam. All right. All right. So... do you want to mention anything about this, or you just want to go into it, or what's the story?
I'll just go into this one.
Can you tell us the name of it?
It's called Will You.
Excellent.
I was calling out late last night. I was wondering where you were. I said where you were. I'll only see you in my dreams, 'cause you're not here. No, you're not. I'm wondering why it has to be, baby, brings the tears, it really brings the tears. And if I call, will you answer me, come on baby, answer me. And if I fall, will you leave me, oh baby, leave me, believe in me. so hard to wake up every day, baby, without you, without you. You say the same things every time, baby, 'cause you don't love me. You never loved me. And if I call, will you answer? Well, answer me, come on, baby, answer me. And if I fall, will you leave me? Oh, baby, leave me. Believe in me. No, I don't want you. No, I don't want you. No, I don't want you to do this anymore. No, I don't want you. No, I don't want you. No, I don't want you to do this anymore. I wanna need it you the most. Where were you? Where were you? and took her away. And there was a scream. And there was a cry. And when I walked in, I said I was scared to find how she was in pain. There was so much blood. She was bleeding out. Whoa, oh. There was a scream. There was a cry. And when I walked in, I was scared to find. I said she was in pain. There was so much blood. She was bleeding out. One more time.
Holy cow. Okay. Thanks, guys. We've come down to the end of the show. Mostly everybody's left the building. Those young, talented people out in the foyer. That was a good show, eh, guys?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, they had confidence. I was telling you. Anyway, I'd like to thank everybody on the show tonight. Josiah Tass, Jack, Elizabeth, Levi, Ryan, Alexander, Jordan Smith, Kenga Ito.
Thanks for having us here.
Thanks for all the shout-outs from all the people that were tweaking and FaceTiming and Facebooking and everything. We're going to go into another song before we take it out to the late night show. So this is a request from great-grandmother who has been listening, and she has this request for Stephen Harper Hates Me, which has been trending lately. And it's, why does he hate us? He's destroying our country. He's polluting the water and doesn't listen and doesn't meet. And doesn't. So anyway, here we go. Love and peace to everybody. We'll see you all next week on The Medicine Show. Thanks for coming out. Well, I'm not getting anything from this yet. No, that's not good. Okay. So, sorry. Yes. Now, this is Harbor Tone Productions. It doesn't really say who it is, but you may have heard about this on the news, trending and stuff. So we thought we'd play it. Here it is. Stephen Harper Hates Me. See y'all next week. Medicine Show, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm a First Nations woman with no way to get clean water, just trying to survive and take care of my daughter. My little sister's dead. She was murdered in BC. So why won't Stephen Harper call an inquiry? I don't know what I did to him, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. I'm an oil-slimed duck on a tar sands pond, wondering what we're gonna do when the whole natural world is gone. I'm a climate change researcher who no longer has a job. We peacefully protest and we're treated like a mob. I don't know what I did to him, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. I'm a seasonal worker just trying to feed my kids. With his cuts to unemployment, we'll soon be on the skids. My old man went out west to try to bring home some bread. All's well-known boom and bust just crashed. Now that job is dead. I don't know what I did to him, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. Thank you.
I did to him, but I know Stephen Harper sure hates me. I'm a tired Canadian veteran contemplating suicide. I did everything they asked of me. With all my heart I tried. But now I got no legs, no pension and no pay. And it hurts to see him bow his head on our Remembrance Day. I don't know what I did to him, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. Maybe it's 'cause I'm poor, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. Maybe because I'm idle no more, Stephen Harper sure hates me. I don't know what he did to you, but maybe Stephen Harper hates you too.
The best of the late night show here on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Our next late night show will be on September 12th for the Student In Session show.
Hello.